The night she left Lahore. The night she left Lahore, an unstained moon had risen over the compound walls, simplifying the sleepless city, plating dross, grime, and rage to the patina of silver, even as war cries rolled across the hot plain. Indians coagulated into their religions, Hindu, Muslim, Sikh. A new country spawned its amoebic shape within the map, Pakistan. "Hurry up," whispered her husband. "They're coming." No time to mention the loveliness of the moon. She reached for his turbans, stiff with starch upon the clothesline, folded them by lantern light, locked them into trunks. He loaded the guns, gave one to each young man he'd mustered. And when they stood ready, one at each window, some crowded on the roof, he said, "Hurry up, will you? They're coming." She needed to clean the ashes out of the clay oven, wanted to sweep the veranda clean, but she ran to collect a little money, jewelry, tied it in a bundle. In the lane outside, the horse pulled at his traces, snorting in the blood-scented dark. Her husband gave the reins to their eldest son, helped her in. She needed to wash her hands, needed to pray. Perhaps she should have tucked more valuables out of sight, wiped the ground a last time, lovingly, but she remained breathless in the loaded cart. "Hurry up," he hissed, as he brought their young ones. Dream-laden, their weight moved from his shoulder to her lap. He flicked the reins in her son's hands. "Go now," he said. "I'll come soon." So she left, and he stayed, and the border came down. More than 50 years later, she wonders, would they not be together now? Had she lingered to wash her hands? Had she lingered to pray? If she had found some corner of the veranda to clean again? From leaden nights on her charpai in Delhi, she lofts her question across the border to Lahore. What shall I do now with the loveliness of the moon?